the great city of Moorhead, Minnesota. He has been on the Moorhead Council for, I don't know, about 8 years, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Long time. Been there, knows the inner workings of Moorhead City government. Mark, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks for having me on, Joel.
Why? Why do you want to be mayor?
I think over the last 8 years, it has given me an understanding of how to hopefully pursue and improve issues that are pertinent to Moorhead, increase the quality of life, and make a city of 40,000 desirable to live in and constantly growing. So I have issues I'd like to continue to move forward. And as an elected mayor across the city, I think you have the bully pulpit, that informal power to address those issues.
So what are you, a couple weeks out from this election?
2 weeks from today.
So 2 weeks out, let's
November
say you win.
5th.
Okay,
yes.
You win. Yes. What do you do with the job?
Oh, I would be, we're sworn in January 6th.
Okay.
Immediately upon, should I be successful and understand the outcome is what you say, that I've been elected mayor, I start forming that census of what it is we need to do. I hope to meet with the new elected council members in this time frame. It's a buffer time frame to make sure that we can see the other, because there are likely two, three new council members. I understand that in government it takes a long time, so I want to get going right at the start to understand what they heard at the door through their campaign, to see what it is we can coalesce around to pursue in the upcoming 2 years that this body is would be empowered. So I want to do that, but I also want to be the advocate on a whole number of issues. We need to set up our legislative agenda for next year. We've got to make sure that we pursue the border cities legislation process that allow for us to compensate for some disparities across borders. Those meetings are ongoing. I want to make contact with other mayors on the border city. We need to get together and make sure we're a unified front to go to the legislature again to help. So there's I have a laundry list of things I want to do on all levels.
Well, and let me give you an example of what I know you're getting at is spot on, because I was visiting with people from Stop and Go and yes. visiting with people from Petroserv and some yes. other things. And, you know, these are pretty named, known brands out there. There are a lot of people crossing that river just to buy cigarettes.
Exactly.
And I wonder if the legislature at times gets that you have to compete with that border as much as what you have to compete against fellow Minnesotans.
You know, and I think you're familiar with it too, that St. Paul is on a kind of a whole nother line of thinking within the metro. So we have to be very aggressive, I think, in identifying those situations. Now, Commissioner Franz was here, the finance director or department head, a couple months ago. We had a conversation as well. I hear them talking the talk. I just think it's now to walk the walk. They've got to accommodate Western, Northwestern Minnesota and recognize those disparities and allow us to grow. I put it in these terms. I try, and it's messy, but do you want 100% of nothing, or do you want 75% of massive growth on the western border of Minnesota? And I think if we get just a few things, because we have a lot of advantages already, but just a few tweaks here and there, you can have massive growth, I think, on the western border.
Mark Hintermeyer is our guest. He's running for mayor of the city of Moorhead, and we will have other mayoral candidates in to visit with as well leading up to the election. Mark, I think that the perception of Minnesota versus North, let's use North Dakota as the example,
sure.
is so flawed in some areas, though. And I want to give you some examples, because we just brought up, brought up some of the border city issues that you struggle with local businesses, cigarette tax, yeah. some of those things. Yeah. Your property taxes in Moorhead are half of what Fargo's are.
Yes.
What is your sales tax in comparison to Fargo?
Less, and of course on clothing, we have
sales
tax.
Nothing.
Right.
I bought some pants one time in Herberger's in Moorhead, mm-hmm. and I was waiting for her to, I knew what the price was. You know, the price
sure,
were like 70 bucks or something.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, you owe me 70 bucks. Yes. And I went, no, you got to add on, but I got to pay for your dome, right?
right?
No,
mm-hmm.
nothing like that. So mm-hmm. my point is the climate for tax is actually better.
It is.
In Moorhead than it is in Fargo. And yet Fargo, and I'm not trying to start a city fight here,
sure.
but you've been getting beat
to.
Up in the media. And you had the courage to call into this show one day when the Fargo Forum kicked you guys again
sure.
Over in Moorhead. And what I remember the most about that conversation was just the hypocrisy of pointing out, you know, not pointing out that, hey, Morehead is sitting in a pretty good place tax-wise to get some things done here.
We're the largest city west of St. Cloud. We're a growing, vibrant community. We have all kinds of advantages in our community, the small parks, the small town feel. We are blessed with a lot of business owners that go to day-to-day to provide services. The issue is frustrating to me in that I wish I could have a dialogue with him. And it's not to be in conflict, but it's trying to raise the level of conversation. For example, we have a ballot measure where we're talking about moving the election from off years to on years. We were criticized for the council voting 7-1 to no, and then the Charter Commission has the authority to take it to the people. Well, in that criticism, what was failed to be mentioned was Fargo has elections that are not in cycle with the November election.
Oh, believe me, that got everyone's attention here.
Well, why in that story are you somehow talking about how Morehead is just not in touch? And yes, you need to take it to the presidential election cycle when that cycle's on. And yet the city right next to us understands that in that environment, a local election cannot get traction. I would not be able to knock on doors and have the conversations I'm having with people in the community if all of that partisan politics is going on in the mail, on the radio, on the TV, on the phone calls. I'm having a dialogue with people, and we're talking about City of Morehead issues. That's what a mayor and a city council should be doing, not trying to break through all of this other clutter where there's millions and millions of dollars spent on that partisan politics. So I'm at the forum the other night. I talked as well. I hope people vote this down. I think it's detrimental to the ability to have that engagement during that time period of an off-year election.
Yeah, when there's actually oxygen in the room.
There's oxygen in the room, and we can focus on other than the partisan politics. I think a mayor and a council member, and I have support across the spectrum, I think that's important. This is a nonpartisan election. We're trying to have the city can constantly improve over time, deal with the issues that we have, which I like to call opportunities because that's what they are, opportunities to improve in areas. But I'm pleased with Morehead. People are happy to live in Morehead. They choose to live in Morehead. I'm not defensive in any nature.
Well, North Dakotans are pretty good at running over to Morehead as soon as they need help. I mean, there's some truth to that. I can cite you about 10 examples in my life of friends and everyone else that understand and appreciate the way Morehead treats people in need. Mm-hmm. So they're not adverse to going over to Morehead and making sure they get long-term care.
Exactly.
They're not adverse to going over there to making sure they get special care in schools. And yet, as soon as they get out of that phase, then it's like, well, let's head back to North Dakota. So, I mean, there's a little hypocrisy going on with the big newspaper.
And Morehead does not take a back seat to any of this.
Exactly. Stick around. Ponder this. Council member Hintermeyer, you got the job. What needs fixing? When we come back, answer that. What needs fixing in Morehead? Stick around. More coming your way right here on News and Views. Mark Hintermeyer, member of the Morehead Council, is running for mayor after 8 years of service on the council itself. Mark, I don't want to forget this. Tell people how to contact the information about your campaign, where you want them to go.
Sure. They can call me, or send emails to mhintermeyer@gmail.com. I also have a Facebook, Mark Hintermeyer for mayor.
There you go. That easy. Go to Facebook and do the search, and you'll find it. Mark, do you fix? What needs fixing right away?
Right. Opportunities. What opportunities do we have? Right now, we have a downtown initiative that we had some great community spirit at the Rourke. We have that excitement to redevelop areas of downtown that need to be redeveloped. I want to put a caveat out, though. Right now, our downtown, there's a pejorative kind of overreach that you'll see in different areas that the Morehead's downtown is just, we're starting from zero. That is just devastation. A nuclear bomb went off and now we got to figure out what to do. I don't buy that. We have a main grocery. I'm gonna offend people because our downtown kind of starts at the river and goes almost out to Buffalo Wild Wings because of the tracks that forces us to go east and west. But we have a full service grocery store. We have coffee shops. We have restaurants, good, fast, and at the higher end. We've got automotive places. We've got a boat dealership. We've got ushers.
You got mix office.
We got mix office. Well, that's country green.
By the way, that's a noon spot for me and my rough.
No, all these are good. We've you know, as I step, new Walgreens, stuff like that. So we just need and I want to acknowledge appliance stores, Regals, the Roark, a library, church schools, daycare. I mean, there's a huge critical mass in our downtown right now. We obviously have areas that we need to work on, and we need to capture the spirit of that community that's coming together to talk about that family-friendly businesses, some more retail, some more folks, places to dine, and help maybe some places for our students, our college students, which is a significant advantage to Moorhead, also can live and work. But that clearly is one of the areas that we need to continue to work on and redevelop. We've put into place what I would, it's a different terminology, tax increment financing, but it's like the Renaissance Zone in Fargo. There's a little bit more red tape, but it's the state of Minnesota that directs us on how mm-hmm. we can do this. And so we do
They still don't give you the opportunity to locally sales tax.
We do not have, the state of Minnesota does not allow communities to, on their own volition, start a sales tax.
Should the state of Minnesota and Moorhead be supporting $100 million going to the flood diversion project?
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting question. And the way I try to answer that is Moorhead is not in the mix any longer. What I did about 3 months ago and the council supported and we had enough votes is going forward under the joint powers agreement, Moorhead is not liable for any additional funding. We simply do not have it. All along, the state of Minnesota was the one that we understood would bring significant dollars. At the state level, you know, you talk to Representative Lean and Mark Wharton, Senator Eakin, those are the folks that can tell you whether the state. Now, they've told us they don't want to address this until we get in. We're about $10 million we're going to button up Moorhead mm-hmm. for our flood mitigation. They do not want to bring this subject up until we've, in this next bonding year,
right.
perhaps have success there. So those are the folks that are going to tell it. But there are so many things going on with that diversion. The DNR has a study right now on whether they're going to permit it or not. That is due July 14th, whether they will permit that dam.
Well, would you as mayor support the Fargo's efforts with the dam if Minnesota DNR comes and says, what do you think about this, mayor?
I believe that flood control for the metro area is very important. And we need to work that out. I'm not sure what is on the table is going to work.
Does it hurt all of this when people are putting up billboards saying we're better than you? When people are writing editorials saying you guys are nowhere near us? And then they come and knock on your door another day and say, oh, by the way, support us with a $1 billion project.
It's not helpful. It is not helpful. The other comment I would add, just so we put this in perspective, Congress hasn't authorized it yet. They have an authorization to funding has to occur. The state of North Dakota is dealing with issues. There's a court case going on.
Minnesota DNR is a serious issue to this project.
The DNR is serious. They have not permitted a high-risk dam in over 30 years. And as I'm told, you have to prove that there's no other way to accomplish your goal other than that high-risk dam. So we'll see what happens. We need flood control, but I'm not sure where this plays out at federal level.
Councilman Hintermeyer, you always have been approachable to us here at KFGO.
Thank you
for that.
Thank you for having
me. Now, one more time, if people want to see your campaign, go to Facebook and check it out.
Yep, Mark Hintermeyer for mayor. And
218-236-6292.
And give me a call. I'd love to talk to people about issues.
Okay, Mark, good luck.
Thank you, Joel.
Don't let the little dogs bite you. It's the little ones that bite you. You know that, right?
I know that.
All right.